This is PHP BB Weekly, episode number 140, recorded live on Saturday, February 6, 2010. Snowpocalypse Now. Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly, where PHP BB stands for Please Have Predictions for the Big Bowl. So, what do you think, David? Saints or Colts? I got you off guard on that one.
Yes, I'm pulling for the Colts.
Really?
Both teams are fantastic, but yeah, I'm pulling for the Colts. First of all, I'm a big Peyton Manning fan, being from Tennessee. He was from UT. Uh-huh. So I've always been a good big Peyton Manning fan. I think both teams are very classy teams, but I like the Colts.
Interesting. Yeah, let me boost my audio a bit there. I don't know. I mean, I don't really care much about football. I probably won't watch it anyway, but I'm always an underdog type of person, so I think I'm going to have to go for the Saints on this one. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a tough one. You know what's funny? Early in the season, probably six games into the season, my dad said the Colts and the Saints will be in the Super Bowl this year.
Get out.
I kid you not.
Lucky guess.
They were undefeated, and we were watching both those teams, and they just looked really, really sharp. And like both those teams are going to be in the Super Bowl this year. I think it's going to be Colts and Saints. And as they continue to go undefeated, it certainly looks like that was likely to be the case. So, you think about it, those two teams going undefeated, it really wasn't that difficult to predict early on. And that's exactly what happened. It's kind of funny.
Well, we're going to have an interesting episode today, but you know, we always love to talk about weather around here. And man, this is my week to talk about the weather on PHP BB Weekly. Those of you who are streaming the show, I mean, sorry for those of you who did not join us live. You know, we like to throw in little perks for actually joining live. So we're using Ustream right now to actually show a webcam that I set up in my room. The webcam is actually, it's wireless, Bluetooth. It's standing up on a bunch of textbooks, so looking down from my third-story window in my dorm. I have an unusually good view for people here. And you're looking at the street right outside. It's a university-owned street. It's not public street, but it goes there and you're going towards the parking garage that we have there. And you can just see the white. I mean, there's branches in the way. I know I'm doing my best, but it's just, you know, it's just covered in snow. You got to keep in mind, David. You remember because we always seem to have snow here in DC on Saturdays.
Yes.
Back early December when I told you this was my first ever real live snow being out in it. You remember? Mm-hmm. We experienced mm-hmm. that together.
Right.
With me. And now this is insane, all right? I mean, I've got friends who are coming here from, like, Minnesota and places that get regular snow, and they say this is the biggest snowfall they've ever seen. We have, as of 3 hours ago, strike that, as of 4 hours ago, AU recorded 19 and a half inches of snow, which means it's got to be, considering how the fact that the snow has heavied up a bit since then, I would estimate we've got to be at around 23, 24 inches by now. So we're probably at around 2 feet of snow here at AU, and they're calling for another close to 8 inches to go before we finally finish it off tonight.
Mm-hmm. Now, last year, December 17th to 18th, we set the record for most annual snowfall, most snowfall in a 24-hour period.
That'd be you guys in Spokane.
Yes, and it was a. Now we got
that
over.
Cut out again, David. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got probably 30 inches or so in about a 36-hour period, where we got about 17 or 18 inches in a 24-hour period, and that was the record. But I think you have gotten more snowfall than that in the last 24 hours. Because when does it start for you?
Snow started coming down about 10:30-ish yesterday.
10:30 a.m.?
Yeah.
So yeah, in 24 hours, you've received over 20 inches of snow, which is more than the record for this area, which is, that's significant.
Yeah. Yes. Yes and yes. And no, DC is notorious for having, you know, just not being able to cope when there's like an inch or two of snow, from what I've heard. And, you know, we are shut down. You cannot, our metro is doing underground stations only, but other than that, no buses, no trains, no planes, no nothing. Very few people on the roads. The last 2 days, the headlines were about people in the stores. I was at Whole Foods Thursday evening, 6:30, 7 o'clock p.m., just to get a couple of items to tide me over for the weekend. And there were so many people in that store. There were lines going down every single aisle of the store, all the way to the back of the store.
Wow.
Made it fun enough to try to get things out of the aisles in terms of shopping. And I was in the 15 items or less express lane, and I got there in exactly 20 minutes. In the express lane.
Good thing you were in the express lane.
Yeah, and that was back when the stores actually had stuff in stock, mostly. And now they're saying that they're pretty much being cleaned out of the essential supplies. So, I mean, popular names here are either Snowpocalypse or Snowmageddon. Those are the two names that have been said in the media and on Twitter and all that. So, we are really going through it right now. And so, on a completely separate note, I want to invite you to sign up for the D.C. Monumental Meetup happening here in Washington, D.C. in 5 weeks. Come and have fun here in Washington, D.C. for the PHPBB Users Meetup. Because it won't look like this, right?
Right.
It wasn't supposed to look like this anyway.
Yeah, who knows? Well, you know, D.C. is generally warm enough that it should warm up and melt much of that or most of it, or, you know, assumably all of it by then.
We have a cold front coming in right behind this storm, which is going to keep things in the low 30s for the next week or so. So this snow is not going to melt anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. If it's anything like ours, ours didn't melt last year until March.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. And I mean, we'll see. I'm supposed to stop snowing by the end of the night tonight, but then we may still be going through because they, according to, you know, Obsidian, our good friend from Star Trek Guide, you know, he has apparently spent an extensive amount of time here in Fort Meade. He claims that they don't have any place to put the snow. I would also add they have no money. Well, they'll make money. They'll steal it from other programs, but they're going to try to figure out how to pay for doing it. Yeah, roads are pretty much impassable right now, and we likely will not be doing much here in the area for the next few days. There's rumors that they may even have Monday be closed down, so who knows. That for the first time in, like, decades, the Postal Service announced today they're going to suspend mail service today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's unusual. I'm sure that doesn't happen over in places that are used to.
Yeah, sure. Colorado, not Denver, but further west of Denver, mm-hmm. That they see snowfalls like that all the time, or even up in Alaska and Montana. Montana is known for a lot of snow, and Buffalo, of course.
I learned about an interesting phrase last night. Have you ever heard of thunder snow?
Yes, I have.
Yes, I just learned about that word last night.
When did you get thunderstorm?
We had thundersnow overnight.
Wow.
I mean, that's also never happened in D.C.
It is pretty unusual.
It had we're measuring 3 to 4 inches an hour overnight while I was sleeping. That's when we had the worst of it. Now we got a little more heavy stuff now, but
that's a blizzard.
Yes. We have a winter storm warning till 10 tonight. We have a blizzard warning till 10 tonight. We have a gale warning in effect. We have a coastal flood advisory in effect.
Coastal flood advisory?
On the eastern coast, because we're, for the people by Chesapeake Bay and then, of course, Ocean City, Maryland, where they're on the Atlantic coast.
Yeah, what is a coastal flood advisory?
The high winds may cause flooding from the water.
Huh.
Yes. I don't know. And heck, they even had tornadoes happening over down in North Carolina. I mean, tornadoes from a snowstorm.
That's
so. When they say snow tornadoes apocalypse, they really aren't kidding.
Yeah, tornadoes aren't that unusual in that region. Even Maryland gets tornadoes, certainly. But that, yeah, that's definitely weird. I was mentioning to Douglas before the show, I said that's pretty good for the politicians down there. Think all this global warming is going on. This is a good lesson for them, ha. Huh?
Well, we'll save that debate. I mean, it's just, you know, climate change is complicated. It's complicated, but it is freaky right now. So that's all that matters. But we're not going to make the – now that we've spent the first 10 minutes of our show doing Weather Weekly, it might be worth noting that we actually never introduced ourselves. So coming to you from apparently Washington, D.C., I'm Douglas Bell.
And coming to you from typically a snow-covered Washington state, but not snow-covered right now, I'm David Lewis.
Let's just reverse our roles. Since we're reversing our geography, I'll be David Lewis, you'll be Douglas Bell, and then all is right with the world.
We don't want to confuse our listeners quite that much, though.
All right. Well, we do have some PHPBB stuff to talk about. I have absolutely no notes, so this could be a chaotic episode, but we will figure it out. Certainly, the first we can talk about is that, and David, you're on the QA team, so you know about this. Last Monday, the first release candidate for PHPBB 3.0.7 was tagged in the Subversion, so I presume that means you guys have had a QA release of that RC, which means we will likely see 3.0.7 come out final. I wouldn't be surprised if it's this week or the following week at the latest. But David, have you gotten a chance to play with this RC at all, being on the QA team?
Not the RC. I've been working off of the SVN and helped Bantu fix some of the bugs with the Atom feed. So mostly it's really, you could call this sort of the Atom RSS bug fix edition.
Oh boy. is that the only thing that's new?
No, it's not.
I guess we should then say what's so big about fixing RSS Atom feeds if that's why you're naming it?
Well, the Atom RSS feeds are pretty buggy. Were pretty buggy in 3.0.6, and so they sort of redid several portions of the code for the Atom RSS feeds. Remember, it was taken. The Atom feeds were sort of taken from a mod, which in my opinion was programmed rather poorly. And so I was kind of disappointed to see that that's the one that they used for the Atom RSS feeds within PHPBB. But the good news is they are getting all the bugs out of it. So that's the good news. And so this should be a significantly better, more stable version with the Atom feeds. So that's good. And I'm going to go look up the change log for this version and be able to tell you a couple of things that are new. Let's see. All right. Nope, it's not trunk. Branches. Here we go. 3.0.7. This goes way deep in there, doesn't it? Okay, here we go. Change log. Any day now it will open. There was also a bunch of bug fixes within the Q&A captcha.
Okay.
So these are some of the functionality changes.
So let's see. It's essentially fixed the 3.0.6 release.
Basically, yes. And this... Oh, come on. Better than that. Okay, here we go.
I thought I was the one who was supposed to be having difficulties with the internet.
All right. So the... changes since 3.0.6, there's one feature added, the ability to use HTTP authentication in Atom feeds by passing the GET parameter. Let's see, there's a host of changes. Most of them are related to the CAPTCHA and the Atom feeds. I'm not really wanting to go into all of these individually, but here's one of my favorites. Show warning box for users with PHP version of less than 5.2. So if you're running anything less than PHP 5.2, in the administration control panel, it's going to show you a warning box that says, essentially, your pH.
We lost you, David. Your pH.
Your PHP version needs to be is out of date if it's less than 5.2, and that you need to update it. And PHPBB will be ending support for anything less than PHP 5.2 in the future.
First one's a quick one. The second one's not a quick one. Does that count for PHP 4 users as well?
Well, yeah. First of all, PHP 4 users, they need to upgrade to PHP 5 immediately. They cannot wait.
So my second question is, if they're already going to be putting that warning into 3.0.7, is that a suggestion of that Ascreus is actually coming pretty soon?
Ascreus 3.1, not necessarily, but I mean, if think about it, 6 to 9 months from now, we could definitely see Ascreus released. So, you know, by that time, everybody needs to be on at least PHP 5.2. There's still a lot of people that are on PHP 5.0 and mostly 5.1. Well, most people are on 5.2 by now, which is good. But there are still some people who are running older versions that most of them are on 5.1, and those people should upgrade too. But PHP 3.1 won't support anything less than PHP 5.2. PHPBB 3.0.x is still going to support everything as old as even PHP 4, but
4.3.3 to be exact.
Yes, but you know, it's to me that's irrelevant because everybody has to upgrade from PHP 4 because that's no longer supported. There's no security releases for it right now, so you're running an insecure, outdated, old, buggy version of PHP if you're still on PHP 4 and need to get off of it immediately. So that warning is in there to let people know that PHP will be ending support for anything less than PHP version of 5.2.
I want to get back to the RSS feeds quickly because that has been, I've seen some rather heated discussions about it actually in various IRC channels over the past couple of weeks. And I'd be curious to know what exactly has been the issues with the RSS Atom feeds in 3.0.6, and how are they getting fixed in 3.0.7?
Okay, well, several of the issues are related to let me see if I can pull some of these out. Okay, there's some cases where subforms are not correctly excluded from Atom feeds. So that was a bug. There was an issue where the link was incorrect to the user profile if the post was made by a guest user. There's been a fix, correctly show topic Atom feed link when only post ID is specified. Cleanly handle form and topic not found in Atom feeds. There's a fix to use the correct RFC 3339 date format in Atom feeds. I was using an incorrect date format. Correctly handle global announcements in Atom feeds. I guess it was not handling global announcements correctly. One of the bugs that I was experiencing was the fact that the time zone was wrong in the Atom feeds. It was somewhere out in the. It was just sort of a what on earth? What time zone is this?
And there GMT.
Not even GMT or not even GMT plus 12. It was just sort of out in the middle of the ocean, out in the Pacific somewhere. And you know, you'd scratch your head and go, "How did it end up out there?"
Is that one of those time zones that like only spammers would select?
It was definitely a rare time zone, and. I don't even remember exactly what it was. I just remember it was out in the middle of the ocean where very few people live.
Okay.
But yeah, that was a little odd, especially when I was trying to figure out when a post was made. And you're looking at the time zone going, huh? So anyway, that's hopefully been fixed in 3.0.7. I think it has, but I didn't actually see the bug fix listed here for it. Yeah, I don't see it. I know it was addressed, though, because I reported it. Send time of last item instead of current time in Atom feeds. That's a different related bug, though. Use EM dash instead of hyphen minus in Atom feeds. And then the last one is the feature. So I don't know. It's unless... Let's do this. Time.
It's interesting because trying to do a good implementation of RSS Atom feeds for a forum is a lot more difficult than doing it for a blog.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many different... We looked at that mod a few weeks ago, not too long ago. I don't remember the name of it, but for like doing custom RSS feeds that can be done on by users, like a almost like creating a feed toolbox in a way to build your own feed. And it's as opposed to like a blog where there is a feed, or in the case of our podcast, we have two feeds for the blog or the podcast and the different formats. But it's just very different trying to do it right for a forum because there's so many different ways you could subscribe or want to.
Right, yeah, and they try to add all those options, and of course, there's no GUI for the Atom RSS feed, so you are, you have to be at the page that you want to be viewing, and then look at the RSS feed from there. So it's a little bit, you know, that's how it works, which is nice.
The best GUI you have are the little icons that pop up in modern web browsers that let you select the feed you'd like to subscribe to.
If you want a GUI, you would want to use the Smart Feeds mod. And in fact, that was a previously featured mod.
That's the mod I was talking about.
Right.
Smart Feeds.
Yes. So, but with, this is basic default functionality, which is nice. You know, that's good. That means, you know, all boards have it. And I use them all the time. And like I had said before, I load the RSS feed into my inbox on mail and get to see all the new posts that come through. You know, you could tell it's buggy. It missed stuff. It misses stuff. That's the word I'm looking for. Yes, it misses stuff. You know, the posts will go through where it doesn't actually show up in the RSS feed for some reason. No idea why, but yeah, that's kind of odd. But fortunately, the mail application does take the log or the cookies from your Safari browser, so it will show the RSS feeds that for hidden forums and private forums that you have access to, as long as you're logged in through Safari, which is nice. But if you have a Google Reader, won't show you that kind of stuff. It can only show you stuff that the Google Reader user agent is allowed to see as a guest on your board. So the only way to do that, you know, if you want to be able to read through Google Reader and other external readers that aren't able to accept cookies and stuff like that, then you want to install a mod like the Smart Feed mod.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm on various sites, and apparently Barack Obama is just quoted as calling this blizzard Snowmageddon. he actually had a press conference. No, he did not. Sorry, this is an old. That's an archive photo. Okay, he did not have a press conference. That was January 14th, 2010. Wait a minute, something wrong there. unless he can see the future, that good.
So there were two fixes for PHP 5.3 compatibility. Disable the function DL exists before calling it, and disable E appreciated on startup to keep the set magic quotes runtime quiet, which has been. I guess that's removed in 5.3, if I remember correctly. Could be wrong, but yeah. So let's see. And then the other major changes are related to the CAPTCHA. Some posting errors fixed when using user add lang. The loading recaptcha over HTTPS when using a secure connection to the board has been fixed. So, like, if you used a secure or SSL connection, the recaptcha wasn't loading at all. So they fixed that. Show login attempt captcha option in the captcha plugin module, and it is no longer possible to persist a solution for the login captcha.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, disallow deleting the last question from the Q&A captcha. So you have to have at least one question there. So once you have a question there, you can't delete the very last one.
That's a good idea.
Tweak the Q&A CAPTCHA garbage collection and show a proper preview for the Q&A CAPTCHA. So Well, I don't think they actually had a preview previously for the Q&A caption. They do now. So that's a quick rundown. There's a lot more fixes. There's actually quite a few fixes in this release. Bantu has been especially active in this particular release, sort of the Bantu was here version of PHP.
All right, they need to make that the edition name. Bantu was here.
Yeah,
they'll do that. Well, this is the end. 3.06 was a big release, and so this is the inevitable follow-up
release. Yes.
Of course, while before we see a 3.0.8, considering that PHP-3 has been going on a much more further apart release schedule than PHP-2 did, so...
Yeah, although one thing to keep in mind is that, you know, they wanted to stay on a more regular release schedule too. So it is possible to see a 3.0.8 within 3 months.
Quite possibly. So we'll have to see.
Because, let's see, 3.0.6 was released November?
November 17th.
Okay. So it's been about 3 months since then.
2.5, yeah.
Yeah, we'll probably end up being about 3 months by the time we see the actual release. RC1 is released now, so if there's no major problems, we should see a 3.0.7 release for that. Mm-hmm. In fact, I can check and see if there has, since they tagged the 3.0.7 release, they have put some fixes in. Jelly Donut put a bunch of fixes in. Yeah, he did. Since they tagged the 3.0.7 RC1 release.
There you go. Well, we'll keep a close eye on that. We'll probably talk a little bit more about 3.0.7 when it comes out. We can also, the other big little bit of news that came out this week, on Monday, apparently the mod team leadership is following up on the development team leadership and having their own little bit of a seat change going on. Igor Wiedler, I think I got that right, Evil Heart, he has actually now stepped down and left PHPBB for personal reasons. And now his predecessor, Eric Farber, WG Eric, is now back as leader of the mod team. Mm-hmm. I must say this definitely caught me by surprise.
Yeah, it caught me by surprise too. You know, definitely, of course, you know, whatever, hopefully Igor or whatever his personal reasons are, hopefully they aren't bad. You know, as in hopefully they're not like a medical crisis for family or whatever that might be. But we certainly thank Igor for all of his mod team and the leadership.
Yeah. Now, he took over from Eric, I believe it was late October of 2008. So had about 15 months doing that. And that was as Eric moved over to the operations manager. So this is a part of this story that I found particularly interesting because I want to read from the announcement. We have found out that there aren't nearly as many tasks as we thought there would be for the operations manager, so we have decided to go without one for the time being. In the future, we will be looking into filling this position again. I'm curious to know why it is that they have found this, that the operations manager isn't doing anything. When we had the announcement of a operations manager in Eric, Chris RLGB doing the business manager, and Dominic DHN doing the website manager, and having these sort of manager positions that weren't tied, which were part of the manager
directly team, to a team,
but not
they're not tied with team. An existing yeah. team, right?
And they had these plans doing things like making a PHPBB a real physical nonprofit incorporated in certain countries and.
Although that's
the
more Chris
aspect of PHPBB,
right? And that's been more Chris RLG and Naderman Mills have been sort of in charge of that whole thing.
How's that been going? In terms of what the progress of that is.
Since leaving the teams, I haven't a clue. I don't know.
We lost our little spy.
Yeah, I have no idea. I think the only way to tell that for sure would be to actually have Chris RLG on the show, which I think would be a great a great thing. I really enjoyed talking with Kursarlg. He's a great guy. Enjoyed his presence in London. So hopefully we could have him on the show and we could find out what's really going on.
Absolutely. I'd like to try to get as many – I'd like to – because this is, you know, PHQB's 10th anniversary, I'd like to try to work to get maybe some people from all the teams on the show. We've certainly had the development team have a good presence on the show so far. And we can certainly try to get some of the other teams on the show throughout the first half of this year. I'm just a little interested how operations manager wound up not to be operational.
Well, I don't know. I know obviously he had some tasks, but it's kind of interesting based on the announcement. It seems like it was not as many tasks as they thought it would be, which is kind of interesting. Then I kind of scratch my head and go, okay, what exactly was the operation manager supposed to do? I don't really know. You know, I know that
he's supposed to be he's supposed to operate. He's supposed to, you know, when the project dies, supposed to, you know, cut him up, do surgery, operate, you know?
Sure. The surgeon.
I don't know.
The PHPB surgeon.
Yes, indeed.
But you know, there it is. You know, that WG Eric, I really, really, really enjoyed having him as a Mon team leader.
Oh, me too. He's been, with the exception of that about, you know, year and a little and some change outage, he's been doing it since 5 years ago, actually. About 5 years ago is when he took over from Nutsy 99.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's actually kind of quiet in real life. You know, talking with him in real life, he's. He's kind of more subdued, actually.
Yeah, we've had him on the show about 2 or 3 times, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while, so maybe not. Maybe now that he's once again the leader, we'll get him on again. Because it's always kind of fun, you know, find out. Because I'm sure that there have been quite a few changes within the mod team in the past year. There's a lot more projects that have come up. Between Automod, UMIL. In ModX Creator and Generator and other tools, all these things that were certainly in their infancy, if that, when Eric transitioned over to the operations manager position. So we've seen a lot of changes within the mod team under the auspices of Igor.
Mm-hmm.
So must be interesting to sort of get back into leading it again, and we'll see if we can hear from him about that. But
yeah, I had known that Eric wanted to be a little bit more active in some of the projects with the mod team. You know, he was always, even as operations manager, he was still tried to be there as much as possible for the mod team. So he wasn't altogether gone as operations manager.
So anyway, our main topic, though, this is something, David, you wanted to talk about a little bit. And we know from when you joined the show back in almost 3 years ago. Can you believe that for you? And I certainly have a hard time believing that we're still on the air right now. But you have a lot of experience working with search engine optimization. And I've actually talked a lot on a number of opportunities on this show about sort of the fallacies of people who try to pay such attention to search engine optimization. But you said that we've never really gotten a chance to talk about, you know, what really can boards do to really make their board search engine friendly within a PHPBP context? And also, how are search engines sort of changing a lot of how they do searches as they start going forward into the next decade?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of the things I would say that I've discussed before is basically, you know, is search engine optimization good? Is it bad? You know, should you do it? Should you avoid it? You know, going through the merits and demerits of actually doing SEO. You know, what I wanted to touch on was, well, okay, first of all, from our previous podcast, I've talked about before the fact that the search engine optimization is basically any action you as an administrator or webmaster can take to make your search or to make your website come up better in search results, or be more optimized for search engines, and, you know, target your site that way. So instead of really going on, you know, and there's lots of different ways that you can do SEO, and there's lots of SEO experts and things like that. And first of all, what I want to say is I do encourage people to learn from them. You don't always have to hire them, but to learn from them. But just, you know, learn. You know, the people are always doing different methods, and don't be close-minded as to, you know, what's good and what's bad. But try and learn as much as you can. If something somebody does, like, you know, you can do this, that'll help your search engine result performance. It's like, okay, you know, that might be interesting. You know, give it a shot. Try it. You know, try and look for some people who have done it and see if you can find some results on it. But look at it from a standpoint of, okay, I'm willing to try something to improve my site's ranking or just to be able to come up better in search engines or whatever it might be, instead of, you know, what's good, what's bad, what's evil sort of thing within search engine optimization, or the fact that there are evil search engine optimization people out there taking money and not really doing much. So I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the tips that people can apply directly to their PHPB board and also their site that might help them reach, you know, have better results, or even come up with more targeted, you know, targeted search keywords and things like that. And are these guaranteed to work? No. Are these really good tips? Well, that's sort of up to you to decide, and how those will help you. That's up to you. And if you want to apply them, you can. If not, then, you know, don't worry about applying them. So this actually sparked from a question on the phpvv.com discussion forums about meta tags or SEO mod. And the topic starter said, basically, I've started a new install and wonder what the community feel is the best mod for search engine optimization, advanced meta tags mod or an SEO mod or a combination of both. So this was kind of interesting, and it sparked, as usual, a good discussion. And which it was kind of nice because it didn't spark a debate, which is good for the most part anyway. What I found kind of interesting about this post, first off, is the fact that he was actually asking about these two mods as a comparison, one or the other. And I thought, well, you know, look at it from a different way. If you want to do everything to your site as much as you can to try and improve its results, then don't do one or the other, do both. And with SEO mod that he's talking about, I assume that he's referring to the pretty URLs mod or the human readable URLs, or pretty URLs is what they're called. And a lot of people refer to them as the SEO mod, but really it's just the pretty URLs or human readable URLs. The one thing that I do like about pretty URLs and human readable URLs is the fact that the good ones, the ones that actually, like, for a topic, if I'm actually viewing a topic, it contains the topic title in the URL address. So if I'm looking at this post on phpv.com, it's right now it says this, phpv.com/community/viewtopic.php, f equals 64 and t equals 1785465. That URL doesn't tell me anything about the contents of this topic, nothing. Pretty URLs is designed to do something like take the topic title and put that in the URL address bar. So it would, instead of the address that I just read off, it would say something like this, phpv.com/community/meta-tags-seo-mod.html. And in that topic title, it now basically can tell you what the contents of that page are. And in search results, anytime you have a URL that contains a topic title like that, those are potential keywords. Will that help improve your search engine ranking? Hard to say. You know, you'd have to actually do A-B comparisons to really tell for sure. But my feeling on it is it can't hurt, right? You know, so if you have pretty URLs or human readable URLs that contains keywords from your topic title, hey, who knows? If somebody searches for meta tags mod PHPBB, that topic might come up because that's, you know, that is what is in the search. And, you know, that topic might come up regardless, but it might help that topic to come up in search results on Google. So and all. And that's obviously what people would be aiming for. So that is a plus of doing pretty URLs and human readable URLs as a mod within your PHPB board. It really helps if you do that kind of mod from the beginning. Does it help as much when you do it later on? I don't know. That's kind of up for debate. You know, the most important thing that a site can have for search engine results, you know, and optimization, everything, the way to come up best in search engine is to have good content. That search engine put most weight on content itself, not on the URL, not on the title, not on the site address, content. The more the content is related to the search term, the higher that the higher that site or that page will come up in a search result. So the content is key. Content is most important. If you don't have content, you simply will not come up high in search engine results. The meta tags mod is kind of interesting. What that does, and that was actually a mod that I had created a couple years ago. What that does is it takes the contents of the first post of the topic, and it makes it makes both the keywords and the description, the meta description and the meta keywords, out of that first post and the title. And how that benefits? Well, first of all, keywords aren't really beneficial anymore, in my opinion. I don't think that I know of. They're not used at all. They were spammed. You know, back in the days when keywords were starting to be popular, people would put all kinds of stuff in their keywords because that's what's in search engines in their infancy. They used keywords to decide how to pull up search engine results.
So you could have a site, you know, that would put flowers as their keyword when they were really selling pickles or something.
Right, you know, or, you know, to get your site to come up higher, you might put in Britney Spears into the keywords. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even though your site's not related at all, you just wanted it to come up and people to see it. And so it search engines had to look at that and go, you know, we cannot rely on keywords to tell us what is on the page. We actually have to look at the page, and that's what Google did. They said, we are going to look at the page. We're going to ignore the keywords completely and look at the page. So the keywords, okay, the mod fills the keywords. Are they used? I don't think so. At least not on all good modern search engines. They might help if the keywords are directly related to the content. You know, if there's a correlation of the common words within the page content and the keywords, those could help. And so that's why the mod takes it from the actual post. The other thing is the mod description or the meta description is also taken from the first post, and that helps with search engines that don't actually pull content directly from the page. Some search engines still do that. And it also, if it doesn't actually, you know, if you're just searching a site and, you know, instead of pulling out what it would normally do, what a search engine would do if it's not pulling any content, based on your search results, and Google will do this too, is it will actually show you the first text on the page, which might be PHPBB creating communities, you know, whatever the first H1 tag is. I haven't looked at it on PHPBB.com. Let me see what it is. On PHPBB.com, it is PHPBB created features, history, press.
David, you cut out again.
Okay, so the H1 logo title is PHPBB creating communities worldwide, and then it goes straight into the menu. So you have about, features, history, press, team, advertising, all that stuff. Uh-huh. That's what would show up first. Mm-hmm. But a meta description, if there's a meta description there, it will use that instead. And so sometimes that can be more useful in those situations. So,
and that's what actually is being used. Like if you Google PHPBB, mm-hmm. Their meta description is official site offering news, support, and downloads of the forum software, modifications, and templates.
Right. Or in this case, if I'm viewing this particular topic, the meta description would be something like, I have started a new install and wonder what the community feels is the best mod for SEO, advanced meta tags mod, or an SEO mod, and then it might stop there. And so that is kind of helpful. Does that improve your search engine results? I don't think so. I don't think that actually helps at all. I think it's just for, you know, when you're looking in search results and the search engine has an option of either displaying the meta tags description or the first content on the page, it helps to display the meta tags description. So that's where the mod can help. Other things that are really, really beneficial, what's some of the suggestions that were in here, and actually David Rathbun has a blog post on this that I recommend everybody read. It's called SEO, Snake Oil, or Magic Bullet. And it's a good read. I admit that I haven't read the entire thing.
Based on the way SEO is abbreviated, that it was more like a snake oil.
Yes, it is marketed as snake oil.
Like snake extendable oil or something.
Excuse me.
You're losing your voice again, David. The show is killing you. I knew it.
Yeah, it is. Excuse me. Yeah, it's recovering from the flu is a task, isn't it? Well, anyway, so yes, I definitely recommend people read this post, and a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about SEO, and David Rathbun does cut the grease, sort of say, and he goes right into some of the really good tips for techniques and making your search in making your site more search engine friendly, and you know, a lot of this stuff is debated again, but you know, I think David Rathbun has done some research in this area, and that does help. And certainly he's not selling SEO, and that helps a lot because that means he's not making money off of trying to sell you on SEO. So you're going to be able to believe a post like that instead of something from somebody who's actually trying to sell their SEO. So that is definitely nice. I recommend reading that that particular blog post by David Rathbun. But one of the suggestions that came through from EELK was changing the page title, and actually several people did this, but changing the page title to reflect the content of the page itself. So like right now, if I look at this topic on phpv.com, which I'll go ahead and link to, the page title for it is phpv bullet view topic dash meta tags or SEO mod. Okay, so the top of my tab on my Google Chrome browser, I see only this phpbb bullet view topic dash meta. That's it. That's all I see. So that doesn't tell me what's in this page. I should see first meta tags or SEO mod dash PHPPB. It's not even necessary to see view topic, in my opinion. But if you wanted that there, it should come last. It shouldn't come first. The topic title itself should come first. And if you're viewing a forum, the forum title itself should come first. And if you're viewing the site index name should come first. And so you can I'll call him Elke, I guess that's his name. He actually posts a snippet of code that he uses in his title in the overall header that I recommend people use, because it adjusts the order so that it will correctly show the most important thing first and the least important thing last within your page title. So I would definitely recommend people use that. If I can maintain my voice here, I can continue. So that was a really good suggestion. And does it help with your search engine results? Maybe not. Probably not. But it does really help when you're looking through results on Google if you can see the topic title first and not just PHPV view topic for every single result. So that's where it will help. It's just humans being able to identify posts and topics and content based on the search result that they're seeing on the Google search engine, or any other search engine for that matter. So those are a few of the tips people can use, and as you can go through and find mods that are related to SEO and applying it in various ways for PHPPB, and you know, put those on your board to kind of help you. You know, it at least helps the human. It helps you, helps the human find what they're looking for when they're actually searching through Google. And if you're lucky, it could increase your search engine results ranking, also called SERPs. You know, that's you know, for a lot of people, that's the goal. Will it do that? You know, you actually have to apply it and see if it will. But content is key. That's what will actually improve your search engine result ranking.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna have to apologize. I'm really paying only half attention to you because I'm still following all this snow stuff and the headline: hospital evacuated after snow plow catches fire.
What?
Apparently, a snowplow caught fire in the ground floor near the ground floor of a hospital in Northwest DC. I'm trying to figure out what the time was, whether this was today or yesterday, but they had to move dozens of patients out of the hospital.
Wow. You know, last year we had a snowplow come through our road here.
Yeah.
And his tire sheared off. Mm. I mean, just sheared off the axle completely. And right in the middle of the road. And because we had been getting so much snow, it was impossible to get around him. It was, you know, basically this two-lane road had gotten down to a single lane, just wide enough for, you know, a little bit more than a car width. Yeah. And we took our tractor down there and tried to dig a path around it, but it was so much snow, we ended up just pushing the truck.
Yeah, I've noticed that our TV stations aren't showing those reporters driving in their own cars anymore. They did that last night, but I think they've stopped. I just hate to be someone who has to try to get to work on one of these TV stations today, because, man.
The strain from having to push all the snow must have made that snowplow catch fire.
Maybe.
That's funny.
But, oh, boy. It's insane. Anything else you want to talk about in terms of SEO, since I just interrupted you?
Well, let's see. There's actually several good suggestions on this topic, but again, I recommend reading the topic that I linked, and also David Rathbun's post. Those have really good suggestions. There's also one other really good one, and that is that in your robots.txt file, dogs and things suggested that you disallow the post ID within the robots.txt file to improve the indexing that Google does, because one of the problems that I've experienced with PHPBB is first of all the fact that it's really not that well optimized for search engine result performance. So changing the topic title is a really important thing that you can do. The other thing is that when Google would go through a topic, it would see all the individual posts, right? You know, say you had 15 posts in a topic or on each page, or 10 posts mm-hmm. on each page, it would index each one of those, because the P identifier would tell Google this is another page. And so now, instead of just one index of this page, you would have like 15, because you had the print, you had each post ID, then you had the topic, then you had it with various combinations of other parameters and things like that, highlights and things like that, that it actually made it a new page. So in robots.txt files, dogs and things, and I haven't tried this myself, so I don't know how well it works or if it works, he suggested putting the post ID in the robots.txt file. View topic, post ID in there to keep Google from indexing a single page multiple times, which doesn't help a search engine result page. So that's a good suggestion. And then the other thing is that he said that he disagreed with me on the human readable URLs, saying that it's not. He said, "Well," he said this: "I agree with you on most points, but I'd like to point out that I believe that implementing human readable URLs is something that should be done at the beginning when a board is launched. I believe that changing the standard URLs into human readable URLs once a board has been in existence for a considerable period of time will be detrimental for positions and SERPs, as Google will treat the pages with the new URLs as new pages." And he's correct. And I did think about that a little bit more, and I thought, you know what? First of all, people should go ahead and implement it. You know, I said that, well, this is sort of an optional thing, but I think it'd be beneficial to actually implement something like that. But one thing that
URLs?
Yes. First of all, the pages within the pages that are accessed with your old URLs are still going to be accessed. You know, those don't change. Those aren't broken anymore. They're still within the index. As far as the pages being new, yes, they are new. But I still think you may still, with an existing board that's been in existence, you may still experience benefits from actually using a human-readable URLs even after your board has been established for so long.
Might be a little dip in the valley, but you'll come back up eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly I would say, if I had to offer a contribution, that maybe one of the best ways to get search engines to index your site is to have good content.
Well, yeah, that's...
Ultimately, that's the main thing they're looking at. They're looking at content.
That is the most important thing. Without good content, there's nothing you can do. And, you know, people can pay all kinds of thousands and thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars in trying to get their site to appear at the number one position for the keyword they're aiming for. But without good content, without good relevant content, you're not going to get there. You have to have good relevant content to appear in where you want to appear in. So content is key. That's what I say. Content is key. You could do all this other stuff for SEO, all these other adjustments, all this other, but if you don't have good content, it's all wasted. Really. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of effort wasted.
Get some good content, get a strong community. You'll eventually get people who will link to your site. That'll help your page rank. Linking to your site legitimately, not through bribing people, because that might work for a short term, but eventually Google always finds out, and then you're gone.
That will work against you.
It will ultimately work against you. That's enough people have tried that and have lost their page rank forever. So we don't know how Google does their secret sauce, but we will try what they're doing.
One of the interesting things, Sam T, our syntax error, just posted a link to the Google blog. For a post last year, almost exactly a year ago, February 12, 2009, specifying your Conical URLs. And this basically tells Google, these URLs are all different, but they actually go to the same page. Now, I think the search engine has been since changed and it now handles that correctly. That's possible. And if that's the case, then that means that the phpv.com view topic pages with the post IDs are actually going to improve. I know that phpv 3.0.6 and 3.0.5 released some fixes that sort of helped prevent Google from indexing view topic pages multiple times. It could still be done accidentally, but at least that helps. So that's good. There is another... post that Sam linked to called the Google Webmaster Central.blogspot.com, and there's some good posts on there for people doing stuff. And this is, again, how this helps is if you go through and learn a lot of this stuff and find out what people are doing to help them help improve their search engine results or even help show what they want to show. When search engine results come up, you want the correct things showing so that people know what they're going to. That's the keys. You want to help the user find what they're looking for, and learn this stuff, and then you can apply it yourself, or you can get your webmaster to apply it for you if you're not the webmaster.
Okay, well, that's some of tips from the SEO expert, that him being David Lewis, our own fan of the PageRank, so on things that on tips for how to improve your site's PageRank. And it's a good thing I get to listen to this show again when I edit the show, because I'm so still paying attention more to the news.
The snowfall outside.
Yeah, the news around the district. Apparently, I got more on Obama's quote. His motorcade had a fender bender, but they did get to that Democratic National Committee lunch at a hotel where Obama said that. And then he saw a group of people with signs saying, "Californians for Obama." And he told them, "You guys aren't used to this, aren't you?" And I said, "No, I'm not used to this. I'm a Californian." Not necessarily for anybody, but not used to it. So, snowbegin, snowpocalypse, whatever you want. I like snowpocalypse better, but who knows. But...
The funny thing is, if they're from Tahoe, they would be definitely used to it.
Yeah, that's true. So snow and SEO. That's what we got for you today. As we start out February 2010 here on PHP BB Weekly. Let's go to our mod and style of the week. We didn't prepare anything ahead of time, but I grabbed the mod while David was talking, and David, you can grab a style while I'm talking. But I like this mod for a number of reasons that I will point out. Let me get the link first, slowly and turn. It's called Disable Warning Administrators and Moderators by, I love this name, by T. Backoff. And what does it do? It disables the ability for administrators and moderators to issue a warning to other administrators and moderators. It's actually kind of clever. It will actually take a it changes the report button in ProSilver. It changes it to an upside down version of the report buttons to indicate people you cannot warn. It will let you know about that. And this is good if you have like a civil war going on between a board staff. Now, granted, if they have a civil war going on, then maybe you have a few other problems besides just this. But certainly, you know, it's a good way if you want to avoid people from having like, you know, big grudges. You can make sure that they don't start warning each other. I highly recommend doing a snowball fight instead. and quite frankly, I should know something about that right now. Having not about 3 hours ago been in snow up higher than my knees, only in one small area, because our plows are working hard. Those of you on the live stream, you've probably seen a couple of them going by. But they've been having difficulties too. I saw one earlier, you know, tires just skidding quite a bit there. So, but all right, back to the mod. But that's about all it does. But certainly might be a good idea. Might even be something for PHPBB to consider having available by default. I don't know if you want to keep the ability to warn moderators, administrators, or whatever. Maybe have a more complex system. But certainly that's what this mod does by T. Backoff. It's like, yeah, back off. Don't warn me. How dare you? Back off.
The funny thing is, really, I mean, you know, we have that functionality on you know, PHPB by default. You can warn administrators and moderators. I don't think that's useful, and that's where this mod is aimed to remove it. But at the same time, it's kind of like, well, is it really worth it to actually install a mod and remove that functionality?
I don't see why.
I don't know. Unless
my first, I told you this, David. My first ever mod was add form index link to overall header. The second one was one that simply got rid of the user groups feature, or hid it, as the case may be.
Yeah.
Which was because user groups in PHPBB2 were not as important as PHPBB3, so you wouldn't do that here. Based on the webcam, looks like a bunch of people are headed over to the basketball game. I guess they haven't canceled it.
That's good.
Yeah, but boy, they're walking in the street right there. They are not on the sidewalk because that sidewalk is not been plowed. And the street, not much in it either. So, but that's the mod of the week: Disable Warning Administrators and Moderators by T. Backoff. David, you got a style?
Style of the week is called Akik, I guess. Akik.
Hold on. Yeah, I think that's it. Akik.
Akik, yeah.
Akik. Ooh, and this is a nice theme.
Yeah. This is by Nappy 8 Gen.
Mm-hmm. He has a number of good themes out there.
Okay. Yeah. And it's a fixed width style. Actually, it looks pretty nice based on ProSilver. It's it's the light blue sky, like a sky blue and various shades of blue. Uh-huh. And actually, it looks pretty nice, except for the fact that his last post is wrapping weirdly. Oh, well. See how the old category of topics post and last post actually wraps a little soon there. Yeah. But other than that, it looks pretty nice. It's got a new icon set that they're using, and
mm-hmm. I like the blue to light blue to white gradient. It reminds me of, I don't know, snow. It reminds me of what it looks like outside my window right now.
We could call this the SE Snow.
Yeah.
The SE Snow podcast. Yeah, so. So that's Akik by Nappy 8 Gen.
Mod, our style of the week. There you go. PHPBB Weekly, that's it for what we got today. We are working on sticking with our under 70 minutes resolution, and I think we'll do it this show. Check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for links to everything you talked about on this show and all of our other shows as well. We have a forum at StarTrekGuide.com. I want to put out another plug for the Monumental Meetup, which I'm organizing here in Washington, D.C. 5 weeks from now, Saturday, March 13th is the day, involving a number of opportunities to sort of get together and have some fun with local members of the community. If you want to be able to come, please make your reservation by February 24, if you want to be able to come to any of the ones that are going to cost money. If not enough people do it, then I will probably change the plans to something a lot lighter and shorter. But certainly please sign up if you want to come. A link to that is phpbbdcmeetup.eventbrite.com. In addition, bbvasion.com is coming within the next month or two, which is we talked about that a lot on our last episode, which you can listen to on there. But I'm actually going to be getting a forum up this week, bbvasion.com/community. That will be opened within the next few days for initial discussion and ideas and stuff. And of course, if you're at all interested in contributing to the development of the site, I love to get any help. You can either help with development or as a administrator or moderator when we start getting things going, and certainly offer any feedback you have. So early discussions about that at bbvasion.com/community. That will start within a few days, sometime in the middle of the week, or maybe even sooner, depending on whether or not my classes get canceled on Monday. And at this point, I'd be kind of surprised if my classes don't get canceled on Monday, so maybe by then, who knows. Our next episode will be next Saturday, February 13th, episode number 141. And I thought we already had, I have no notes here. I know we had something planned for next week already. And so while I look that up, could certainly say that, join us at phpbbweekly.net. Next week, here we go. That's right, I will not be here next week. So David will be, for the first time in 7 months, he'll be hosting a show without me. and I don't know if you have anything planned, David.
I'm going to get all my buddies together and we're going to have a podcast. That's what we're going to do.
That's like saying a guy running a snowplow is going to go out and plow snow.
Yes, that's right. It's going to be the usual STG gets to talk day.
I heard, though, there was a rumor in the chat room that you guys are probably going to spend some time talking about your new WSBI CMS project.
It looks like Michael wants to talk about it, so we will probably do that. That project is mighty close to release, and it's got some really, really cool stuff in it. So
release it this week.
Yeah, let's see if we can, Michael. How about it, huh? There you have it. Straight from Douglas.
There you go. So that will be next week, unless, of course, for some reason, the snow makes our roads impassable all week. And so there's a small chance that I might not get to go anywhere next week, in which case I will be back here to crash your party.
There you go.
Or maybe I'll just sit in the audience and watch. That'll be too boring. So that'll be next Saturday's episode. Join them here at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1800 UTC time. Thanks for listening. Remember, I'm Douglas Bell.
And I'm David Lewis.
And remember, successful community begins with you, Tag.
Take your it.
Next week, bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Oh, boy. 14 to 22 inches of snow. Oh boy. Well, I'm AccuWeather.com meteorologist Jim Kosick. Our paralyzing, crippling, record-breaking storm comes today! Road closures, flight cancellations in the hundreds, power outages by the tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands. Yes. And problem number one to start it all today, 35 degrees. So when the snow comes in, kicks temperatures down sub-freezing, so it initially melted turns to black ice. That's only one problem. Problem number two, 14 to 22 inches of snow! Winding down Saturday afternoon. Tertiary problem? Yeah, I've been reading the dictionary. Blowing and drifting! Three, four, 5 feet drifts! So you shovel, drifts back over, shovel, drifts, shovel. Could I get a one-way ticket to New Orleans? Sun comes back Sunday, Monday. Listen, I love crab cakes, but we could replace it with jambalaya. More snow showers later Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Jim Kosek. Oh, boy.